Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Calls for Kenai Peninsula students to return in-person learning for all grades on a daily basis is making its rounds in a petition on social media. Parents vented their frustration during the public comment period at the most recent Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Board of Education meeting over the lack of in-person learning for most students, saying they wanted their children to return to the classroom. The petition is called Return All Kenai Peninsula Students to In-Person Learning for All Grades Every Day. And the one leading that call is James Basden, who started the petition.
We have a lot of parents here that are concerned with getting their kids back to school. They pretty much organize on social media. They've got a group called Done With Distance. We need your assistance. And what the parents are doing after the last board meeting, they want to get their children back to in-classroom learning as soon as possible. The district has a Smart Start plan that basically is going to start January 19th. The superintendent has the ability, based on the recommendation or the authority from their board, to start earlier. And again, waiting through Christmas break, waiting for 2 weeks after, the parents basically feel that for the last 9 months, their children have been punished and they're not learning anything. They want to get the administration's attention and get kids back in school. Our children are suffering severely right now from not being in school, and the learning that they're getting over the internet is just not working.
Basden said he hopes the petition will change the district's mind.
Some of the board members say, you know what, they always come up with those comments. Well, I get these emails from other people who don't want to be back in school, and I wanted to basically put out a petition with this group to show that there are a lot of concerned parents out there, and I'll push that out there. Right now, in the last 24 hours, we've got 280 parents signed up for it. That will show you just how concerned parents are about getting their kids back in school. We can do it safely. Teachers are essential. Our children are essential. If we can open up stores and we can have government workers and we can have everybody else working and we can do the mitigation problem, the mitigation issues that are out there, we can get kids back in school safely. We need to stop this.
Applications will open next Friday for an additional $7 million allocated for Anchorage small businesses. The Anchorage Assembly passed on Tuesday a $15.4 million stimulus package aimed at counteracting recent coronavirus-related business closures. Much of the funds will go to small businesses that previously applied to the municipality's Small Business Relief Grant Program and were placed on the wait list. Approved businesses will receive $10,000, according to the Anchorage Daily News. There's $5 million earmarked for waitlisted businesses, nearly $2 million allocated for businesses that have not previously applied, and another $120,000 for franchise businesses that had previously applied for relief but were denied because they were a franchise. Businesses that have previously received money from the grant program are not eligible to receive more funds, according to this report. To qualify for the grant, a business must be located within the municipality of Anchorage, must have earned $2 million or less in revenue in 2019, and must have opened on or before March 1st and cannot be a business restricted to customers over 18 or 21. Additionally, if the business is a sole proprietorship, single-member LLC or corporation with only one shareholder, the owner must receive at least 75% of his or her yearly income from the business. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.